want to speak to a gentleman now about a story that's, I'm just looking at here in the Belfast Telegraph front page story. It's also quite a considerable amount of it in the inner pages. And I'll just read you a bit of it here by Barney Rowan, who has actually written it. Former loyalist political leader Dawn Purvis is in the running to become Northern Ireland's new victims commissioner, the Belfast Telegraph can reveal. That's what it says. The news comes just days after Ms. Purvis announced her decision to leave her job as programme director of the Mary Stopes Clinic. Interviews for victims commissioner with a salary of £75,000 will take place over two full days, next Thursday and next Friday, suggesting a sizeable pool of applicants. But the revelation that the former PUP leader is on the shortlist for the victims post is sure to cause controversy. Already the fathers of two UVF victims have spoken out against any possibility that Ms. Purvis would be appointed. One of those gentlemen is Raymond McCord, whose son was murdered by the UVF. Raymond McCord, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
You're obviously quoted here in the paper. Just explain to me why you're not happy with Dawn Purvis. I've spoken to Dawn Purvis a number of times on this programme, and she has been highly critical of violence and or obviously someone who is a person who is rejecting violence and would claim that she would understand, be in a great position to understand victimhood.
Well, she should understand victimhood, okay, because for several years ago she was a political leader of an organized political party that was linked to the UVF. Well, what it came down to, Frank, while she was the political leader, she refused to condemn violence, refused to condemn murders, she refused to meet families at any time whatsoever, particularly if they were victims of the UVF. So clearly, for many victims, and I spoke with many victims last night on the phone, both nationalists and unionist victims, and every single one of them couldn't believe that she was even being considered for the post.
Let me put this to you. Would David Irvine have been suitable for the post if he had been blessed with good health and continued to live? Because she took over his role. She was the person who stepped into his shoes as the leader of the PUP on his sudden death. David Irvine is looked upon as almost a guiding light of the peace process.
Well, David Irvine would have been just an appointment at a festival event in West Belfast, which I attended, and he sat in the panel with Ulla Lone, Lord Laird, and Jerry Kelly. He went into a rant and spoke about my murdered son, and what the comments he said that night. The audience was stunned. They'd never heard anything like it in their life, and for me and for many people in the audience, the mask slipped that night with David Irvine.
But is this not Raymond McCord and his hatred of the UVF, and may I say understandable hatred of the UVF because they murdered your son, is this not Raymond McCord not being able to move on from the darkest days when your son was murdered and not being prepared to see how someone like Dawn Purvis could be well positioned to understand everyone who's a victim?
It certainly is not the Raymond McCord we hate for the UVF. That's just Raymond McCord, who was unable to get condemnation from Dawn Purvis at any time over the last 17, 18 years from young Raymond was murdered. And not only myself, many, many other victims. I would love to be able to say that Dawn Purvis has come out in the past and condemned these murders. She resigned in 2010, I think it was, over the Bobby Moffat murder. She didn't call for the arrest of the killers. She didn't call for people to come forward. To a lot of people, she took the cards way out and went out before she started to answer the difficult questions that were going to come to her.
With regards to the time that has elapsed since the darkest days of the Troubles and the amount of progress that has been made, and indeed the skills that Dawn Purvis would be able to bring to the job as indeed one of the leading lights in the Mary Stopes Clinic. She's now moved from that position. She's hoping to be a victims commissioner. She's a very articulate, I'm sure she's a well-educated woman. She's as well equipped for an interview for the post as any of the other people who will be interviewed over the 2 days next Thursday and Friday.
Certainly, I don't disagree with it. the lady speaks well. It's what she didn't say, not what she does say.
And are you basically saying that anyone who is associated in any way with a political party that can be aligned to an organisation that was caught up in the Troubles, they should not be applying for the victims, the role of Victims Commissioner? You would be equally as vocal if someone who is formerly associated with Sinn Féin was going forward?
Certainly. You know, the people who were associated with parties that were linked to paramilitary organisations, and were apologists for them, clearly cannot stand a run as a for a Victims Commissioner post. But the thing about it is, you know, this here is another insult, Frank. You know, and it's not just me saying it, you know, the victims. If people at Stormont are saying that this lady is one of the one of people that they're going to have on a shortlist, it beggars belief. There must be very little people applied for it.
Yeah, but from Barney Rowan's report, it seems like as if quite a few have applied, because it's going to take them 2 days to interview them, and they probably have quite a, if it's not a contradiction in terms, long shortlist. So are you suggesting that, let's say someone who was formerly in the RUC, maybe a someone who had served in the RUC had moved on to maybe run a business, and was now approaching retirement from that business, found themselves in a position whereby, you know, they really would like to, and you would be giving back to the community by being the Victims Commissioner in this part of the world, because it is in many ways a poison chalice. Would you object to someone who was ex-RUC or ex-British Army applying for the job? Where do you draw the line?
Well, first of all, the RUC and the difficulties that I've had with them for years, and my son's case of collusion, or the RUC colluded with the killers, but I have to point out, the RUC wasn't a terrorist organisation.
But there'd be people who would be really uncomfortable with with an ex-RUC man or woman being a Victims Commissioner, or an ex-British soldier being a Victims Commissioner, or an ex-PUP boss being a Victims Commissioner, or a former Sinn Féin member being a Victims Commissioner, or indeed if you go through the other political parties and find that their cousin was in some other group or organisation, that maybe they shouldn't be considered either. Where do you draw the line?
Draw the line, and one, it's very simple. The people there who were involved with political parties, right, that would link to terrorist organisations, should be excluded from a plan. And also, I understand there would be many victims out there with the opinion that former RUC men or British Army personnel should not apply for it. But the thing about it here, Frank, is victims and their thoughts, right, haven't been brought into this. Victims' opinions don't seem to matter in this country. We seem to be an afterthought for most political people. The election's coming next week, and I've yet to hear political parties and the debates on television and in the media talking about victims. They've made us promises for years, and promise after promise has been broken to us. But this year, for a lot of victims, a former leader of the PUP being on the shortlist, you know, it really takes a back. So it does, you know, it's an insult to victims.
You feel it's not just an insult to victims of the UVF, you feel it's an insult to victims, full stop?
Victims, yes. Victims are victims, you know, and I believe that there'll be a huge outcry over this, because last night, speaking to many, many people on the phone, people objected to it very, very strongly. People just couldn't believe it. And Frank, by the way, one of the people I contacted last night was a former senior member of the UVF. And he couldn't believe it.
The reality is, of course, but the reality is that former members of the UVF are also victims in the standard definition of victimhood in Northern Ireland. So it's not just certain people who are victims. If we read the definition and look closely at it, it includes everyone who's left in relation to being affected by what we call the Troubles.
Well, Frank, I disagree. I sat in the Victims Forum for 2 years. and it couldn't be agreed at the victim that victims who were paramilitaries were actually victims. You know, so there's legislation there, and it's not clear. If the forum couldn't have said, which they were appointed, the members, I think it was 30 odds of us, and people couldn't agree, some people class as a bomber going out and the bomb going off as a victim, other countries would be classed as terrorists.
In this country, however, if you have, for example, had a bomber in the family who is now dead and you're a relative of that person, you can claim that you are a victim of the Troubles and you can seek assistance as a result of being a victim.
Well, you can seek assistance, certainly. But the family would class that person as a victim, and this is the split that victims, innocent victims of the Troubles, do not class terrorists who lost their lives or were shot or wounded. It's victims, Frank, and it's quite clear. You know, and again, I have to say this, the forum couldn't agree on it. You know, and now, you know, I have to be honest with you, the last victims commissioner was a breath of fresh air, Catherine Stone. A lovely lady, dedicated to all victims, wasn't afraid to speak out. This particular candidate is not the same really as the last one.
So you feel that if Don Purvis was the successful candidate for Victims Commissioner, it would add, or am I putting words in your mouth, it would add to the pain?
It would add to the pain, and it would be an insult. And I would have to say, along with a lot of other people, that we could have no more dealings and go in and seek support of the Victims Commissioner. The Victims Commissioner is appointed to be the champion for victims. Right? Let me tell you something, you know, and the next thing I say, I can never see Don Purvis being a champion for victims.
Raymond, thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thanks for your time. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
Raymond McCord lost his son to the UVF. Don Purvis is former leader of the PUP, the political wing of the UVF.